Hare Krishna. So after seeing the two levels in Ashtanga Yoga, Yoga Ruruksu, the stage of a beginner, and Yoga Rudha, the stage of an advanced yogi. So after understanding this, we understood the symptoms of a person in the stage of Yoga Rudha. Such a person is free from material desires, he is not interested to do any activities of sense gratification, and at the same time, he is not interested to do any fruitive activity for gaining some particular results. Now, why such a person should be away from sense objects? And what are the other symptoms now of such a person? Let's try to see that in shloka number 5. Uddharet atmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet atmaiva ya atmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanah. Uddharet, one must deliver. One must deliver Atmana, Atmanam. One must deliver oneself by with the help of the mind, Atmanam. And na Atmanam avasadayet. One should not degrade oneself. Atmaiva hi Atmano bandhur. The mind is actually a friend of conditioned soul. But then, Atmaiva ripur Atmanah. It is also the enemy of the conditioned soul. So here, a very nice thing is given, but very nice thing is given about the mind. And here, the mind is called as Atma. Now, Atma means soul. Why is the mind called Atma here? So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna uses the word Atma for three different entities. Sometimes the body is called as Atma. Sometimes the mind is called as Atma, and sometimes the soul is called as Atma. So based on the context, Krishna uses the word Atma. So Atma basically means a very, very important entity. So whenever Krishna wants to point to a very important entity and say he's pointing towards the body, he'll call the body as Atma. Suppose he's pointing towards the soul, he'll call the soul as Atma. Now in this particular shloka, Krishna is pointing towards mind as the most important one, and so this mind is called as Atma. But actually, the meaning of Atma is soul. That is clear. Yes. So here it is said that in the yoga system, the mind and the conditioned soul are especially important. That is, we, the living entities, and our mind is very, very important. Since the mind is a central point of yoga practice, Atma refers here to the mind. So in the yoga system, the Ashtanga Yoga, mind is very, very important because the culprit is the mind. And by purifying this mind, what happens? The person can actually go to the next level. So the mind is actually a central point now when it comes to practice of Ashtanga Yoga. The purpose of the yoga system is to control the mind and to draw it away from attachment to sense objects. It is stressed herein that the mind must be so trained that it can deliver the conditioned soul from the mire of nescience. So what is the purpose of Ashtanga Yoga? That is to control the mind and to draw it away from the attachment to sense objects. So in Ashtanga Yoga process, now we see Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayam and Pratyahar. So these different stages which are there, in these different stages, these two things are achieved. What is that? First, mind control. The mind is stabilized, the mind is made calm, you know, by doing various asanas and pranayams and avoiding and doing some of the activities. And pratyahar is keeping the mind away from sense objects. It is stressed herein that the mind must be so trained. Mind now should be trained. Now see, when the mind is attached to sense objects, mind is actually ripu, enemy. So, in the previous verse when it was said that a yoga ruda person should be away from sense objects. Why? If he is attached to sense objects, then he is contaminated. He has to fall in this samsara again and again and again. So, one should train the mind in such a way that it can deliver the conditioned soul. In the material existence, one is subjected to the influence of the mind and the senses. In fact, the pure soul is entangled in material world because the mind is involved with the false ego which desire to lord it over material nature. Therefore, the mind should be trained so that it will not be attracted to the glitter of the material nature, and in this way, the conditioned soul may be saved. So, who is the culprit? Culprit is the mind. So, the mind is the one which is actually pulling us down See, we are at a higher level. We are spirit soul. We are pure. But the mind is having those contaminated desires to lord it over material nature, to do sense gratification. And from how long this mind is doing this? From time immemorial. We have been doing sense gratification from time immemorial, and all those impressions are there on the mind, and mind inspires us every now and then to do sense gratification. So now in this life, what are we supposed to do? We have to train our mind very nicely. We have to train our mind in such a way that instead of doing sense gratification, it should start doing devotional service. The more one is attracted by sense objects, the more one becomes entangled in the material existence. Very simple line. What is that? More one gets attracted to sense objects, the more one will become entangled in this material world. So what is the way to disentangle oneself? The best way is to always engage the mind in Krishna consciousness. The word he is used for emphasizing this point, that is, that one must do this. See, when we are doing mantra meditation, mantra, manastrayate iti mantra. So when you are doing mantra meditation, it is focused on what? It is focused on delivering the mind, trayate, manaha, delivering the mind. So when we are doing mantra meditation, naturally the mind is getting purified and naturally the mind is getting delivered, right? So in Bhakti Yoga, right from the day one, we are actually focusing on the right thing. And with time, the mind gets so much purified that from a ripu, it becomes bandhu. From an enemy, it becomes a friend. So in this way, we see that the mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage. So our mind now, when it is contaminated, is actually the cause of bondage. But when the mind is detached from the sense objects and attached to Krishna, then it is the cause of liberation. Therefore, the mind which is always engaged in Krishna consciousness is the cause of supreme liberation. So as devotees, now we have to be very intelligent to make sure that our mind is engaged in service of Krishna. There are various angas of bhakti. So many angas are there. We have Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, then Archanam, Pada Sevanam is there, and so many others are there, you know, till Atma Nivedanam. So the initial few ones, that is Shravanam, hearing. So when we are hearing katha, when we are hearing something about Krishna, we actually engage our mind, we get absorbed in hearing about the Lord and from the Lord. That is leelas of the Lord, pastimes of the Lord and teachings of the Lord, Shravanam. When we read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, what are we doing? We are again trying to engage our mind to understand what is Krishna telling here, what is Krishna doing here. That is Shravanam. When it comes to Kirtanam, what are we doing? We are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And what are we doing here? We are trying to focus our mind on each and every word of this Mahamantra. So, again, mind is there into picture. Smaranam. In Smaranam, what are we doing? We are utilizing our mind to meditate on name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. We are trying to remember all these. When we are doing deity worship, what are we doing while deity worship? We are focusing our mind on the form of the Lord. When we are offering incense, say, or offering ghee lamp, we offer it to different parts of the body of the Lord. So say when we are offering ghee lamp, four times, you know, we are offering at the lotus feet of the Lord. So what are we doing at that time? We are trying to focus our mind on the lotus feet. Then two times, you know, at the navel. Then three times, you know, at the beautiful face of the Lord. And then seven times the entire body. This is how the ghee lamp is offered. Now, what are we doing in this? We are actually focusing on the beautiful form of the Lord. Who is focusing? The mind is actually getting focused. So in this way, each and every activity that we are doing, you know, in Krishna consciousness is focused towards this, where the mind is getting engaged. So we should be very much intelligent to make sure that these activities are done with the mind in it. Not that we do it in the auto mode. It has to be done with complete absorption of the mind. And then we will see that how easily we'll come to the Yoga Rudra stage. And these Ashtanga Yogis are struggling so much to come to the stage of Yoga Rudra. Now Krishna continues the same theme of calling the mind as a friend and an enemy. So let's see the same thing in the next video. Hare Krishna.